What is up, fellow benchwarmers? Welcome to another Daily Fantasy Quickie. Hey guys, what's up? It's week 17. Probably one of the more crucial weeks for almost everybody right now because for those who haven't started their playoffs, this is the last week of your regular season. Playoffs most likely for those will start next week, and then for the rest of those who are within the playoffs already, I think it's a crucial week because if you are still alive in your either in your quarterfinals or in your semifinal match
or your finals
some teams might already some leagues might be already in their finals. So, how are you, Kumish? First day of the fantasy week. You have two or three playoff teams right now.
Just one.
All right.
Just one. It's a quarterfinal matchup, and it's 4-4. But I've been hurt by injuries in that team. Sabonis did not play today. So I think we just segue into the injuries and the rest.
Yep.
Sabonis did not play. Well, I had Monte Morris there. I had a lot of injuries. Actually, I've dropped some of them already before this week. But, well, I have Jokic. Again, we're gonna talk about him later. So at least I was able to catch up a little bit. But let's see. Still early. Just one day in.
But really, the biggest news today is Miles Turner. Who is out indefinitely after coming back to play a game the last time out. But he is out indefinitely with another toe injury.
I don't know what's with the toes.
Coincidentally, it's another toe injury.
It might be the shoes, guys. It might be the shoes, but I don't know.
Was he out because of the toe injury? Or
No.
It was a different injury the last time.
Yeah, it was a different injury. It wasn't the toe. The toe came out of nowhere. I think it was a sprained ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a sprained ankle. So this was a totally different injury. But this one's more serious because it's a tear, a partial tear.
Mm.
So I've not heard of this kind of an injury, but I'm assuming it doesn't look good for him to come back this season. We only have 4 weeks left. So tears, it doesn't, especially for big men. Big men and feet. Per foot, that they take things seriously.
It takes longer for them to heal because of the weight, the height, the support that the feet are doing. Yeah, it's.
I should have benefited from this with Sabonis, but he also sat out. So, I mean, it's.
Well, that's the way fantasy is this year.
A lot of people picked
and
up
then
Goga got
injured.
He got a sprain also, but it said that it doesn't look bad. It's just a mild thing. So he might play, but even without the injury, I was not that high on Goga, with or without Sabonis, with or without Miles, because this happened before, right? This happened before. We saw what he could do. He had one game, two games of good. Today, he had five blocks. So, I mean, that's not bad, but I just don't trust that can be good enough.
And Sabonis is not really out on a long-term injury, so he'll probably be back the next game, and that would
he'll
mean,
start at center.
Yeah, and that would mean less playing time. And if Sabonis is back, Goga goes back to the bench. He plays around 15, 16 minutes a game.
Maybe more. Maybe 20. You can say maybe 20. Maybe he gets 20. But
that's the max he probably would get. He's not a per minute type of player as well. He needs more time to, you know, contribute. So not really too high, but maybe a good stream every now and then, in case you need the blocks and a little rebounding.
But I saw other people dropping better options for Goga. That's what I would have
like who?
Done. I saw Cole Anthony dropped for Goga. I'd go Cole Anthony there. Gafford. I saw they dropped Gafford for Goga. I'm not to that also. But maybe if you really have somebody worse, really worse, like maybe later we'll talk about some of the some of the bad players that you can drop. Like, well, I'll start with maybe Bobby Portis or somebody struggling. Maybe I'll be okay with that.
Yeah, but not definitely Gafford. I think understand a bit about dropping Cole. A guard for a center if you're in the finals and if you're in the playoffs and you're trying to win your blocks or your rebounding and you don't really need the assist that Cole Anthony gives. Still, Goga is not really a big rebounder because he plays kind of small. He plays pretty much like Miles Turner.
Yes, basically. He plays like Miles Turner. But his blocks is the one.
Yep. Yeah, blocks, yes, threes, but not much on the rebounding end.
Maybe I'll sneak in a Roto tip since we're fantasy. Yep. We're not just for head-to-head. Roto is also, it's not head-to-head, not as exciting, but it's crunch time also. Yep. And I heard people saying, should I drop this good player, let's say Jarrett Allen? I read it somewhere, I don't know which group. Because I'm number one in rebounds and it's not going to change. I'm too far ahead to pick up a guard. Like, let's say, again, Cole Anthony was used. And yeah, I mean, in Roto, you do things like that because right now you have, again, you have to check your standings. You have to check your totals. If you're 300-400 rebounds ahead, there's no point in playing Jarrett Allen anymore. But the problem now is
he didn't even give you much rebound today. I think he only had 5, right? He didn't.
The problem is, there's no trades anymore. So what do you do, right? Yep. So you just. One thing you can do maybe is if you drop, you have to consider if you drop Jarrett Allen, it won't help you, but it will help someone.
Yep.
Let's say the number two team is lacking in rebounds and he picks up Jarrett Allen, then he'll get a big boost in the totals in Roto. So he might catch up on you, right? So you have to make sure who's number one in the waiver, who's number two, who's number three. You have to check the waiver list. And those teams, are they down or are they up near you? So you have to consider all those things in Roto. But now is the time to really crunch the numbers, so to speak, if you're in Roto. You have to know the averages. You have to know the how many rebounds behind are you, how many points behind are you. You have to know all of these by this time. So that's my tip for you guys.
Yep. And also how to manage the games. Playing your players because if you preserve them too much, you might not be able to use them all. If you use them too fast, you might. Well, at this point, I think there's no such thing as too fast anymore.
There is. In our league, Jeremy and I co-manage a league. There's one team that's already 650 games. He's down to 70 games, basically.
Yep.
I mean, I've seen him not playing. So his centers are maxed out. So he has, I think he has two good centers that he could not use as much already. He's choosing only one to play because he used too much.
If that happens to you, do you drop the centers already and just pick up the guards?
Possibly. As I said, it depends on who is looking for those center stats. If it's far from me anyway, I could do that. But if it's my rival, the one that I think is close to my standings, to my totals, I might just hold on to it. Mm-hmm. I just might hold on to it because I don't need to drop it anyway because I only have 70 games to fill up. I just hold on to it. That's what other Roto experts do. They just hold on to the star player so that the other team will not be able to benefit because they played too much already. So there, just a small Roto tip.
Yep.
For you guys. Yeah,
that's a good that's a good detour to a different type of gameplay, which is the Roto gameplay, and not really the head-to-head, which is most of our followers are in as well. Let's talk about players returning. There's a surprise news that came out this morning, and it was
LaMelo.
About LaMelo Ball, who I think has been cleared to do a little on-court work and could be out around 7 to 10 days. Again, he probably has had conditioning because it's just the wrist that got injured.
So I've seen him practice. I've seen him practice with one hand, the shooting, and then the running, and then the drills.
Yeah.
They've shown videos. Charlotte reporters have shown videos of him practicing with one hand. So he should be okay. So, and he's 18, my God, or 19. Nobody gets. I mean, when we were 18, we never felt any tiredness,
well,
right?
Yeah, well, true. But there are certain players who are more fragile than others.
Well, you have to forgive Jeremy. It's 34 years ago or 40 years ago when he was 18. Okay, he doesn't remember it anymore. So,
yeah.
But you know, guys, I mean, when you were 18, 19, you know, we don't feel the tiredness. So, Alamelo should be good.
Yeah. But he should be good. They, and it's not as dangerous as maybe a knee or a where it can move to a more serious injury, but he is out probably around 7 to 10 days. I would assume a little bit more than 10.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So if you are in your playoffs right now, if you have him in your injured list, of course, it's not the time. You know, you probably just be holding right now.
Yeah.
But if he is there, available, pick him up. If you are in your semis,
pick him up. I'll pick him up. Pick him up anywhere. If you have anybody in your IL, I don't know who you have in your IL, I'll just pick him up, put him in my IL, because he's gonna change a lot of teams with his skill set, right? And I don't believe it's 10 days. I think it's gonna be 7. I think it's gonna be 7.
Probably closer to 7 days. Yeah. But definitely, if you are at the earlier stage of your playoffs, he is definitely a pickup. We thought that he'll be out for the rest
season.
Of the season, but apparently he is still good. That second opinion might have helped him in this comeback. Another player who might be coming back soon is Anthony Davis. Probably next week. This week? Will he come back this week?
Yes, this week. Friday, Manila time versus Dallas. That's what Coach Frank Vogel said. That's what they're targeting, I think. I think he'll reach that. He'll probably play 20 minutes. I'm assuming it's a minutes restriction. Yep. So, but well, it's still better, right? I mean, it's best.
Better than none.
Have. Yeah, the best news you could have. So this week, the final two games, maybe you'll be able to use it.
Yep. So if your playoffs is around next week, starts next week, it's the perfect time already for Anthony Davis coming back. And the last player who is reported to be close to returning, our favorite, Jaren Jackson.
Hey, it's just my own speculation now, because it's always been out, and then yesterday,
I've seen tweets as well that
there
have been other fantasy experts that have mentioned that he is close to returning. Quote-unquote enclosed in quotations that he is close to returning, because
I saw the doubtful tag. Sometimes when you see doubtful, you're sad. When I saw the doubtful tag, I said, oh, doubtful.
He's not out, so he might play. There's a
and Jonas Valanciunas is in concussion protocol.
Yep.
This is another big news for fantasy playoffs, because what are you gonna do with Jonas if you're in your semis or in your quarterfinals? That's a big problem. I mean, can you drop Jonas Valanciunas right now? I don't think so. It's so hard to drop someone like that, and with no clear timeline.
If you have an IL slot, most likely you'll just put him in there,
but he's not yet there.
Well, he's not probably tomorrow he'll be there, or in a couple of days maybe he'll be there.
That's the thing. Memphis is making him game time. You know, this is Memphis. They're making him game time. And
usually, if it's game time decision, it takes about three games before it gets to an IL slot. That's gonna be.
I don't have a good advice, because a lot of people are asking me what to do with Jonas Valanciunas. I don't have, because if I tell you to drop him in the next game he plays, you're gonna get mad at me. And I'm no doctor. I don't know the condition of Jonas Valanciunas, so it's up to your gut feel really if he's gonna play or not.
Well, you take it a day at a time. I think that's what I'll do. I'll see what happens the next game. If I can still survive with him, I'll probably roll with him. If not, then I'll just drop him.
I'll roll with my guy. I mean,
especially if you're in the semifinals already. If you're in the semifinals, maybe the guy next week they'll pick him up, but that's another story. Maybe someone get goes down next week, right? You don't really worry about the next week when you're trying to survive this week. So I think, but it's going to be harder if you are just in your quarters because, you know,
it's early on, yeah.
It's too early, maybe too early to drop him. But yeah, take it a day at a time, like we always say here. All right, let's move on to some studs this today. And the biggest stud, I guess the two biggest studs for today, who are up there battling for the top fantasy player of the year. Steph Curry, who had another 10 three-pointers. And
insane.
Scored 49 points. Crazy, because he didn't start off as good. He didn't start off too fast, I guess. But really, I watched some parts of the game. Crazy shots. Like, everyone knows he's gonna pull up, but no one can really defend.
And you know the worst thing about this, if you're facing Steph Curry, Philadelphia is the hardest matchup he has this week. He goes to Washington. He goes to Sacramento.
The next game is Washington, yes.
Washington, Denver, Sacramento. He goes to two of the three worst defensive teams. Two of the fastest-paced teams this week. So if you're facing him this week, I'll say a prayer for you guys and maybe just close your eyes. He's giving you these stats.
Here's my thing. If, you know, if you are... if you have Steph Curry, I'm not even sure. I always feel that there's this time wherein they might rest him a bit. Right?
Yes. And a lot of people have said that. Yeah,
but he hasn't, right? Because he doesn't have a major injury anyway. But he could rest. You know, I have a Steph Curry and my worry is he plays all these games this week and then rest next week.
It's not your playoffs yet.
Not yet.
It's not your playoffs. That's the one that hurts. Right, you want it to be your playoff already. Because if he plays four games...
Right now, I don't have to worry about him because I don't have a Steph Curry I'm going up against. So,
yeah,
I can, you know, take all these 10 threes because I have him in my lineup, but it's not yet the playoffs.
If he plays all four games and gives you 43 pointers... He can. That's very possible.
Yeah.
You just need one more guy that can give you, okay, two more guys that can give you some 3-pointers, and then you can just ignore the points and field goal.
But here's what I'm thinking as well. You're right. If let's say he decides to rest a bit, I'll take that because he gave me stats for 2 days.
Right? Sometimes for three games already.
Yep. He today he just gave me three stat for three mediocre players, right? Average players.
He basically wins you three categories, not two. Field goal, 3 points, and points.
Even the free throws.
Yeah. The free throws, yes, but the volume is not much.
He had 11 today.
Yeah, today was a lot. But usually he doesn't have that much volume. But yeah, free throws also. But usually it's field goals that really hurts because you would expect, okay, he's gonna score 40, he's gonna score 50.
He's averaging 50 plus percent
on 25 to 30 attempts. I mean, that's insane and that's hard to beat. And usually to beat Steph Curry, you have to play big men, right? Big men, so I can get the other stats. But now, if you cannot be sure of winning the field goal, that's the hard part.
Yep.
So usually,
if you have Steph, you have surrounded some guards with him.
Yeah.
Like I have, there's a league here that someone asked me about, and they are against Steph. Mm-hmm. And then the players that are around Steph are Darius Bazley, Cole Anthony, players who could probably offset the good. And I told the one asking, I hope that your opponent will play these guys so you can catch up on the field goal,
yeah.
Right? Because he is just 0.020 down, like 2% down in terms of the field goal, so that's not a hard percentage to beat, right? Yeah. So I told them, if I were the owner of Steph Curry and I saw that, I'll probably sit some of these guys. Like, I'll sit Darius Bazley. I'll sit one of these guys.
Or I can even drop them.
Yeah, or drop them, right? I mean, just not to kill my field goal because I'm leading already. So why? And the stats Steph gave me were pretty much for both of us, right? For both Steph Curry and maybe Darius Bazley, right?
What's the point here is, even if it's Steph, you can win. But if you have Steph and you play it right,
you have to have the other stats as well because Steph gives you three categories. But again, if the right pieces aren't around him, then that's not going to be a sure thing. Like I said, right? Last week, I beat a team with Steph and I didn't even have Kawhi there because he didn't focus on the other stats.
Yes,
he used five moves on guards,
which is wrong.
Which is not really what he needed. He needed the centers. He adds one or two centers using those five moves. He'll probably win, right? So you have to be smart about this as well.
Usually, I would say that if you have the first round pick as a guard, you want to build around the core of your team. But the difference here is if you have an elite, not just elite, a super elite talent like Steph, he can already carry the stats alone. So that's when you think of, okay, now I'll just support him a little bit, but I will really get the other stats. So that's the strategy. So this podcast is for both Steph owners and Steph haters.
Not
combined.
Haters, but
well, a lot of people hate him right
Steph
now.
Steph are going up against. But the team that I was talking to you about, who is having the playoffs and he is against Steph, his opponent has Steph. Actually, it's actually still a problem because even though he has Bazley, he has Cole Anthony, and he has all these guys that can shoot, he also has Sabonis, he also has Vucevic, which can support Steph in making sure they win that field goal. So still not out of the woods in terms of, you know, still not too bad of a formation in terms of a team. And of course, the other number one guy who don't want to just sit and watch Steph and give up the throne is the Joker, Nikola Jokic, who started well and has continued, really has been quite consistent.
Well, Jamal Murray is gone. So, you know this, you know he's going to carry the team. He's going to carry the team. And I think if he could carry the standings without Murray, he's going to win the MVP. Now, for fantasy MVP, I don't know what Jeremy's vote will be. We'll probably have an episode about those things in the future, but it's Jokic for me. I love Steph. I love Steph. And he can win you 3 to 4 categories, but Jokic has been doing the whole year. He's been doing it the whole year.
The advantage of Jokic, I guess, is that he might not win you the whole category, but he gives you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you all those 9 categories.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Maybe the only weakness in Jokic's game is the turnovers, right?
Yes.
But he can, you know, be your foundation in the rebounding department, in the assist department. You can't do that with Steph. Steph is just elite in scoring and threes and field goal. That's pretty much it. He doesn't pass the ball as much. He doesn't rebound as much. He doesn't give you defensive stats. So Jokic gives you all these things. Maybe not as big as Steph Curry's numbers, but today he had a big game. He had 47 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists. See, he was just 2 points shy of Steph Curry, but he had 15 rebounds still and 8 assists. It didn't end there. He still had 1 block, right? So, and 2 threes. So really, I also think it's Jokic as the number one fantasy player this year because he can give you a lot. But Steph Curry's, you know, slowly getting
inching there. Yeah,
inching there. It's harder to beat a team, a fantasy team with Jokic there than with Steph.
I agree with that.
Right. Steph gives you whopping numbers, but you can defeat a team with Steph if they're not supported.
Especially in deep leagues. It's hard to beat a Jokic team in deep leagues.
Yep. Another player who has emerged finally and we hope he continues the pace that he is currently going through. Isaiah Stewart, who lots has of... what, four straight or five straight double doubles?
Four. He's averaging 16 and 14 the past four games.
And today he had three blocks and one steal.
Three steals, three blocks a day.
Yep, three steals and three blocks. Got that what in just three quarters, I think.
A lot of my friends and your friends also probably want to build a statue in honor of Isaiah Stewart. He has won a lot of teams the week last week, and then he's given them the lead this week. If we can, and they have three good games left. We said it in our weekly schedule analyzer.
Yeah, and we've talked about Isaiah Stewart a lot of times in this. Probably one of the most talked about player here as well in the podcast is that Isaiah Stewart, even before when he was still in the bench and he's still not playing well, we were really quite high on him and, you know, saying that he would eventually play.
His moment will come, and the moment is now.
And all
the
you
moment
have,
is now.
All you have to do is stash him and wait for
in
it.
Fairness,
and when he was off the bench, he was not a bad player, fantasy-wise.
Yes. Remember the Moses Brown versus Isaiah Stewart thing?
Yeah.
That's done with right now, I guess. It's long-term thinking. I mean, Isaiah Stewart, the thing with Isaiah Stewart was he was not Moses Brown when he came out. Like 15-15, 15-20, or 30 rebounds. He didn't have that. He was just solid. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block. Solid. But you can see he's good. He's really good.
Yep.
It's just that rookie doesn't get enough minutes. So, you know, there's ups, there's downs. But now he really has it all together. And it looks like it's his position to lose. He'll probably be backing up Plumlee again the next game. But I don't
care. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets another double-double. I think he had one or two games wherein he backed up Plumlee. And he had, still had a double-double. For Isaiah Stewart, he doesn't also need the minutes to gather all these rebounds and score all those points. Maybe
and a back-to-back is coming up. The next game of Detroit is a back-to-back. So
a 20 minute stint, he can easily get you 7.7 rebounds already and one or two blocks. So he doesn't need
And you know what will make you guys very happy? Week 19, 5 games.
Yep. I have to just survive until
I won't
get to week 19 in one of the playoffs because it's up until next week. Next week.
But
is
week
finals,
19, but... guys, week 19, 5 games. If you have Stewart, then he plays all 5 games, and he does.
Stewart in one of my league. Yes, I have Stewart in one of my league.
So there. That's good. That's good for.
Hopefully,
owners.
I make it that far. I say Stewart. Now definitely a hold. He shouldn't be in your waiver, even in a 10-team league. He shouldn't be there. All right, so other players, let's talk about some players we worry about quickly. Montrezl Harrell, drop.
Not looking good. Yeah, drop. Not looking good. I mean, Drummond's healthy. Davis is coming back, as we said. Markieff is better, you know.
Even Markieff would probably lose a lot of value with Drummond and Anthony Davis, right?
But he's the better complement to the big man.
Yep.
So there. I think just move on.
Yep. Unless Harrell can suddenly hit those three-pointers, he'll probably... He won't be a fit there. Moses Brown has been struggling. Today, I think Tony Bradley played better. Yeah, I think Tony Bradley had 16 points. We expected the inconsistency, I guess.
He hasn't scored a point the past two games and 10 total rebounds in two games.
Forget about the points, but I think most owners would be really frustrated about the rebounding and the blocks.
And the blocks. He has 5 games next week. That's the thing that's really... like it's like the carrot that's sticking, you know. They have 5 games next week. That's why it's hard to drop him.
Yep.
So if you can carry him until next week, I think he'll pay off next week. So it's up to you guys. It's up to you if, you know, how your teams are. But if you need to survive this week and he's doing this, you can drop him.
Not a hard drop as well. Not like a Valanciunas type of drop, right?
Yeah.
it's going to be easy to replace Moses Brown because I.
But again, the 5 weeks is the 5 games is something. It's just.
Yeah, but I mean, if this week you need to survive.
Yeah,
it's true. Not going to be a hard decision. You won't be thinking about next week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know if your opponent will pick up or who will pick up Moses Brown.
But we're just giving it out there, the information, because maybe may be the deal breaker. So if for you, no, I can survive.
Maybe some teams are already comfortable. I mean, they feel that they can win this week and carry him. But he isn't performing and wanted to pick up another player. Next week, he has 5 games, so something to think about. Larry Nance is out again due to personal reasons. I would think he is a drop already. I think I've dropped him in a couple of my leagues because he isn't giving me the numbers still. So and I don't think he is there yet.
He's a drop in 12-team leagues. I have him in our 14-team league. I'm holding because I'm hoping I have enough cushion.
He's one of your favorites.
Yeah, survive this week and then have a bye next week. So then I have to just hold him for 2 weeks without any consideration for any problem. So that's my thing. But for other teams, I think, yes, he is a drop. And it's my favorite. But as I said, I told Jeremy, Kevin Love is healthy.
10 more games, Kevin Love. 10 more
Jared
games.
Jared Allen is healthy. And off the bench, and he's rusty. He doesn't look fit. He doesn't look in shape. Larry Nance. I mean, he really lost a lot of pounds if you look at the picture. So, I think it's a drop.
Yeah.
Unless you can wait for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, when he gets his conditioning back.
So, and there are a lot of centers and power forwards there playing as well if you need those.
Yeah, stream his spot.
And one of those players, I guess, is DeAnthony Tillman, Xavier Tillman, who played well again today, started and played well. And again, there's no Valanciunas, so he'll probably get a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
I'm
happy we streamed him in our.
A good ad. Yeah, I saw that in our Roto League. And he should be a good ad. Xavier Tillman, another player who let's hope will.
How many times?
After recommending him here, will play well again. DeAnthony Melton. The thing about DeAnthony Melton is he plays well, and then when you add him, he'll give you that.
My problem is
bad numbers, and then
I recommended him, but my opponent this week in the playoffs added him. So I don't know what I want. I don't know if I want him to do well so that you guys will be able to use my recommendation, or I want him to suck. But anyway, Melton always sucks when you recommend him anyway. So maybe that's a trend.
That's definitely a trend. Other players who you should be keep an eye on is Frank Jackson. Who won a matchup last week with one of our followers, Frank Jackson, who has been hot. Kevon Looney, if you need center.
This guy, Kevon Looney. The Warriors also has a wizard. The Warriors, what I said a while ago, Sacramento, Washington. I think he's going to have a big rebounding. So watch out for this guy.
Yep, Dwayne Dedmon. Also another waiver special, but I guess Dwayne Dedmon's for a deeper league
and for streaming if you need blocks with threes from a big man. Dedmon.
Yep. And lastly, PJ Dozier. Monte Morris got injured, so there's really not much point guards there other than Dozier
Faku.
And Faku. I think Dozier's coming off the bench.
But he's averaging 30 something minutes, and he's starting to play better. So just monitor him and remember him. If he's there to stream, if he's there for one game, maybe you could use him. Just remember, I'm putting these names out so that you know who's hot. And but I'm not saying you should add them now. I'm saying you should stream them if the time comes.
Yep. All right. So those are our waiver wire specials, and that's it for Daily Fantasy Quickie today and Tuesday, and we hope you all good luck in your teams and your playoff weeks. We'll keep us posted. Maybe we can...
Tomorrow we go live, right?
Yep, tomorrow we'll be live once again in case you have questions. We'll talk about some strategies. We have another guest, one of you guys, will be part of the live session tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow, 9 p.m. guys, 9 p.m. All right. That's it for our Daily Fantasy Quickie. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye, guys.